Tonight, and we just want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're so grateful that you have, amen, decided to join us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, no matter where you're from your various locations, we just give God thanks. We give Him praise that you had a mind, amen, to come and be with us on tonight in this worship experience. Amen. So again, we say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. While, amen, our listeners are continuing to come in, we just want to welcome you. We want to personally welcome each one of you on tonight. Amen. Whether you're, amen, listening in a group, listening in your home, amen, Jesus, perhaps even at your local assembly, amen, gathered together, we just want to say welcome, and we thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. Thank you for joining us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. We just believe God by faith. Amen. That God has great things in store on tonight. Amen. We just believe it. We just believe it. Amen. That he has great things on in store on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We just believe by faith. Amen. Glory be to God. We believe by faith. Amen. Glory to God. While you're coming in, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we want to just ask you to certainly invite someone else to come on in on tonight. Amen. Invite someone else to come on in on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Get yourself situated. Amen. Get set. Glory be to God for what God is going to do on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we'll certainly be having, amen, another prayer night on tonight. Amen. But we just got, amen, just wanted you to get situated. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, one of our co-hosts, amen, Jesus, will grace the platform on tonight. Glory to God. She's no stranger to you. No stranger to you. Amen. While you're texting someone, while you're texting everyone, to let them know to come on in and get prepared for tonight. Amen. We're just going to ask, amen, our PNN advisor, evangelist, woman of God, daughter of Zion, glory be to God, evangelist Diane Bonds, if she would grace the platform. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Let's see. Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. You. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen again, everyone. Amen. We greet you this afternoon in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. What a day. What a day. Amen. An awesome day. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has made. Amen. And we're just so gathered. Amen. And so honored to be here tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Another Friday that the Lord has allowed all of us to see. And we just come, praise God, amen, to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. We come for none other reason. We gather in his name. Amen. Glory to God. Just to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. For one more day. Amen. One more sunny day. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're just so grateful today. Amen. Amen to the host, Evangelist Bradley. Amen at this time. Praise God to all of the listeners. Amen. If she have already greeted you, amen, in the precious name of Jesus, amen, wherever your location is, amen, we just thank God for you. Amen. And we're not going to hold long. Praise God. Amen. On talking. Amen. But we're just going to get ready to, amen, sanctify the line today. Amen. Don't know about you. Amen. But I feel right nice. Amen. Glory to God. Is everything 100%? Amen. No, it's not. Amen. But we thank the Lord for as well as it is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Could have been worse, but we're going to give him praise. Amen. For this time, this moment. Amen. And this hour. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Actually, praise God wherever you are. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To just bring your heart and mine's in. Amen. Let's go before the Lord. Amen. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thanksgiving. Amen. In our hearts. Amen. And just telling him, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he didn't have to do it. Yet. Amen. Realize we have so much going on. Praise God. Amen. Our prayers are with the family in Miami. Praise God. Amen. With, amen, Brother Cornelius. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Others that are sick, not feeling well in the bodies. Amen. Each one of our homes, whatever we're going through, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There is not a problem too big. Amen. That our God cannot solve. We serve a great big God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just know, praise God, he can handle it better than we can. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we actually praise God to, amen, to whatever, praise God, you're going through. Let's turn it over, amen, to Jesus, because he can work it out. Amen. Our Father, our God, We come to you today in the name of Jesus, Lord, to say thank you. Glory to God. We come to say thank you.
The recording has started.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For another day that you have allowed us to see. Glory to God, all the way now to a night. Lord, you have brought us to this moment. And Lord, we just come to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. But Lord, without you, we just can't make it. Lord, we praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah for the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your protection over the highways and the byways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just come to say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you today, tell God, have your way in this place, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Meet everyone needs us upon this line tonight. Glory to God. But without you, glory to God, we cannot do nothing. Glory to God, you are the air that we breathe. Lord, and we ask you tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. Heal minds tonight, heal bodies, oh God, lift up, bow down heads tonight, oh God, encourage hearts tonight, hallelujah, oh God, make a way out of no way, God, make ends meet in the name of Jesus, oh God, close the gap in the name of Jesus, glory to God, whatever the need is tonight, Lord, we ask you to have your way, Lord, hallelujah. We cry unto you tonight, Abba Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we know no other place to go, oh God, and no other name to call. Hallelujah. That has all power in his hands. Glory to God. We call upon our Father. God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon Jesus. Hallelujah. God. A name that is above every name. Glory to God, where every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord tonight. Lord, and we thank you, glory to God. We praise your name, hallelujah, even for the host, Evangelist Bradley tonight. God, grace you, oh God, continue to touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, to meet our needs tonight, our family, God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, we praise you right now for the victory in Jesus' name. Glory to God, for there is none like you. Glory to God, you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a way maker. You are a burden bearer. You are a heartbeat. Glory to God, you are a peace giver. You are a joy in the time of sorrow. Glory to God, and we praise you right now. Hallelujah, because everything that we need is in you tonight, Jesus. Everything that we need is in you tonight, Lord, and we thank you. Glory to God for the songs that I searched all over, and I cannot find nobody. Glory to God to treat me, to love me, God, make ways like for me like you do, Jesus. Lord, and we come to say thank you tonight. Thank you, hallelujah, thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. We thank you, even for our listeners all over the world, God, to ask you to touch right now, wherever they may be right now. In the name of Jesus, let no one, oh God, leave this line the same way they came. Glory to God, hallelujah, whether they broke, busted, or disgusted. Oh God, but let them go, praise God. Hallelujah, in the joy of the Lord. To know that the joy of the Lord is their strength. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you. Oh, God, remember each one of our homes. Remember our children. Glory to God that are far and near. Remember our nation. Today, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. You sit high and you look low. There is nothing done under the sun that you don't know anything about. Glory to God, that is nothing said, oh God, that you cannot hear. Oh God, for your arms are not short. Oh God, we praise your name right now because you're an all-seeing God. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got the whole world in your hands, and we praise you tonight, Father. We thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. We thank you tonight. because you are our healer. You are our deliverer tonight. And, Lord, we thank you right now for the victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we count it done in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We love you tonight. Have mercy upon us tonight, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. And we'll forever give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel better. I feel so much better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Glory to God. And we just want you, praise God, to, amen, hallelujah, just continue, praise God, to enjoy, amen, the Lord with us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know, praise God, tonight is prayer night. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing's like prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is things. Amen. And prayer changes people. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank you tonight. Amen. For joining us. Amen. Again on tonight. Amen. And also praise God. Amen. And we will give you a number. Amen. To where you can get a copy. Amen. To God. I hope you'll give you a number. Amen. To get you, praise God, amen, a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen. Glory to God, amen. I want you to know, amen, you in the midst, amen. Glory to God, family, amen, and friends. God, for you tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Hold up just a minute. Amen. Having a little difficulty. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Hold on just a minute.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Amen. While she's, amen, Jesus, getting, amen, the technicalities out of the way. Again, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We're about what the Lord is about to do. Amen, Jesus. We have great expectations on tonight. Amen. We pray that you have put a demand on heaven. Glory be to God that you came looking for answers. Amen, Jesus, that you came expecting the Lord to touch you and fulfill his promises to you. Glory be to God. Amen. We're excited on tonight. Amen. We're anticipating, amen, a move of God. We're anticipating, glory to God, a touch from the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And one thing about it, amen, if we can just get him to move in our favor, if we can just get him to speak in our situation, glory be to God. And as we touch and agree, glory be to God, we move heaven. Amen. We move God. Amen. Glory be to God. We move him. Hallelujah. In a very special way. Glory be to God. So we're grateful again, as the woman of God was saying on tonight. We're grateful for each of you. Amen. If you would, go ahead and send out those text messages. Send out those text messages. If you got to jump off, amen, and call somebody, glory be to God, you can do that too. Amen. We just thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, glory to God, whoever, who would have thought that we would be at this point, amen, at this time, glory be to God, of the year. Amen. Whoever would have thought, people of God, whoever would have thought, amen, 451 days, glory to God, whoever would have thought, amen, glory be to God, but it's truly the Lord's doing, it's truly the Lord's doing, amen, and it is marvelous, It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. We pray, amen, that you position yourselves. Amen. Glory to God. And I'll tell you what, people of God, amen, while we're waiting on our co-hosts to come back. One thing, glory be to God, that we do pray, amen, that becomes ingrained in your spirit even more so. Glory be to God. Amen. And that is when we come into the presence of God, expect something, people of God. Let us not just go to service, not just go to church just to be going to church, but let us go with something in our minds, something in our hearts, amen, glory to God, so that, amen, as we touch God, amen, as he does what he's going to do for us, glory to God, even the more we can give him praise, amen. We can give him praise. We're not following for the fishes and the loaves. Glory be to God, not just for what he does, amen, but for who he is, amen. Glory be to God. And he comes, people of God, amen, not just to make us feel good, hallelujah, but just like a good parent, amen, when they go off and they come back, comes with something good, amen. Glory to God. So in that touch, in the presence, glory to God, as the scripture declares, in his presence is fullness of joy. It's the essence of what comes out of his presence. Amen. Glory be to God. So we pray, amen, that you're going into God, that you're going into your worship services, you're going into the house of God, that you're going intentional. Glory be to God. We're going before the King. Amen. Glory be to God. So whatever we need, God got it. Whatever answer we need, he has it. Glory to God. It's already been supplied. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, on tonight, amen, we just want you to just touch and agree on tonight. Glory to God, as our prayer warriors go forth. Glory to God. Just touch and agree. Just touch and agree. Amen. Touch. Amen. Be direct. Be specific of what you hear. Hey, woo, be specific about what you need from the Lord. Amen. If you need lifting, glory to God. Amen. Put it on your mind. If you need touch, amen, you need to be healed, glory to God, put it on your mind. If you need God to move in your family situation, glory to God, put it on your mind. Glory be to God. If you need him to move, amen, in your church, you need him to move, glory to God, in this nation. We need him to move over the whole earth. Glory be to God. People of God, amen, it's not too much. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to supply. He's able to supply whatever we need. Amen. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we're excited on tonight. Amen. We're going to release the platform. Amen. Glory to the God. Glory to God, to the woman of God. But I'm telling you, I'm just getting stirred on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank everyone. Amen. So we praise the Lord again. Praise God. Thank you again, Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. And tonight, praise God. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. I'm like T.D. Jakes. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tell somebody, tonight is my night. Amen. I'm going to get all. Amen. That the Lord has for me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Your answer is tonight. Amen. Your answer, praise God, is tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For the prayer warriors. Praise God. Amen. That is so faithful. Praise God. So, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just, amen. The Lord just used them. Praise God. Amen. The prayer warriors. Amen. That's going in. Praise God. Interceding and praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Making the way, praise God. Amen. For us and for others. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I remember, praise God, amen, coming up, praise God, amen, being at church. Hallelujah. When we were smaller, praise God. Amen. How the mothers, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Would all get around the altar. Amen. And pray. Amen. Pray. Calling on the prayer warriors after everybody. It's gone home. Why? Because there was a need. Amen. I found out, praise God, it's going up. Amen. There was a need, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somewhere, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. So they
prayed and called on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the next day, praise God. Amen. Got the report. Everything was all right. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what prayer can do. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. To call on, praise God. Amen. None other than, amen, our first will be, praise God, missionary Dorothy Fan. Then after her, praise God, we're going to ask, amen, our own, praise God, woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley will come with a song. Amen. And then the next voice you hear, praise God, amen, would be Elder, praise God, Evangelist Janice, praise God, Janie Packer, praise God, amen. Glory to God, amen. So missionary, amen, Dorothy Fan, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. This match starts 6, amen. And
just praise the Lord.
Glory to God, amen.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
In the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful how the light shines?
Yes, yes.
Walking in the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful how the light shines? There is joy in the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful how the light shines? There is peace in the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful how the light shines? Walking in the light, the beautiful light, ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful how the light shines? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Talking about walking in the light. Hallelujah. That beautiful light. Hallelujah. Ain't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful how the light shines? Hallelujah. That light, hallelujah, that the light of Jesus on the inside, the hallelujah. Because when you get Christ in your life, hallelujah, there's a light about you, hallelujah. There's that light, hallelujah, that can't be hid, hallelujah. There's that light that just like that candle that sits on a hill that cannot be hid, hallelujah. Ain't it wonderful, hallelujah, to let your light shine, hallelujah, that men may see your good works, hallelujah. Men may see the light of Christ on the inside, the hallelujah, Jesus. I remember, hallelujah, not long ago, hallelujah, I was in Savannah, Georgia with my in-laws, hallelujah, and my mother-in-law had been sick, and we took her out to eat breakfast, hallelujah, and everybody was laughing and talking, hallelujah, and I was laughing, but not like they was, hallelujah. And I went to the bar to get me something to eat, hallelujah. And the man, older man passed by, and he said, "Praise the Lord, sister." He said, "You got a glow about you." And I said, "Well, thank you, Jesus, because you don't have to broadcast that you're saved. It's that light that's on the inside that's going to shine. It's a glow about God's people, hallelujah. You will know God's people when you see them, hallelujah." And I thank God, hallelujah, that you don't have to wear, I mean, a lot of people wear crosses, and that's okay, but you don't have to broadcast that you say that light on the inside, that the light of Jesus that's on the inside is going to shine. It's going to shine. It's going to teach you how to walk. It's going to teach you how to live. It's going to teach you how to act when you're in the public. It's going to, that light shine. It's, like I said, it's just like that candle that sit on the head or cannot be hid, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for the light. I thank God for
it shines in darkness. Hallelujah. The light shines in darkness no matter what, where you at in your life. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through in your life. Hallelujah. The power of God, hallelujah, is going to take you through it. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for that light. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for how the light on the inside, hallelujah, you can, people are looking, you know, sinners are looking, hallelujah, for hope. People are looking for an answer, hallelujah. And we got to be that light that shines in the midst of darkness where we can give the world, hallelujah, the world hope, hallelujah, the hope that Jesus gave us, that's what we're going to have to do. And I want to read this little bit from Matthew 5:16. It says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works by your Father in heaven. Men see your good works, hallelujah. And I understand that we're not saved by work, but men got to see our good works, hallelujah. We got to know how to present ourselves, hallelujah, in the public, hallelujah. We got to let our light so shine, hallelujah, in the midst of everything, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for how the my pastor was preaching on the other day, hallelujah, and he was talking about the love. He was talking about the love. And I think a minister come on the PNN not long ago, and they were talking about love and forgiveness, hallelujah. And I got to church, and my pastor was talking about the same thing. And he was talking about the light on the inside. You got to let that light, you got to let that light go through that heart. You can't just have a heart of flesh. You got to have a heart of a spiritual heart, hallelujah. You got to have a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. That's what I was going to say. But I thank God for the light, hallelujah. I thank God for the light that shines in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. You can go anywhere you want to go, hallelujah. And if it's dark on the outside, hallelujah, you turn that light on, and that light overcome that darkness, hallelujah. And that's the way it is in our lives, hallelujah. We got to let the light overcome that darkness, hallelujah, in our lives, hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for it, and I praise God, hallelujah, for having that light. I pray all the time asking God, the Lord, let my light shine before men. Don't let them see nothing in me but you. I want your light to shine in me that I be able to help anybody that come. I want them to see Jesus in me, Christ in me, hallelujah, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. It's Christ in us. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I just ask God all the time, Lord, I fast and pray, and I ask God all the time, Lord, help me see that light that sit on that hill. Because, you know, sometimes hills can be high. And that hill, that little light going to overshine. It's going to shine that men can see Christ in you. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God for that. And I want to go have a little prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Lord, we come before you, giving you the thanks, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love and for your kindness, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, to let the words of my mouth, Lord God, the meditation of my heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you, Lord God. I come before your throne. I come before your presence tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Asking you to move, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, that we may let our light shine, that men may see you in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because there's somebody out there, Lord God, that's looking for hope, Lord God. Somebody out there, Lord God, is going through, Lord God, and we want to be that light, Lord God, that they can see Christ in us, Lord God, and we can give them that hope, Lord God, for you is the hope, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit, move by your power on each and every one of us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Don't let us be no stumbling block to nobody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, that bright light, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this day. Move this day by your spirit. Move this day by your mighty power, Lord God. We magnify you right now, Lord God. We glorify you for being that light. We glorify you, Lord God, for being in us, Lord God, that men may see our good works, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our good works, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We praise your holy name tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Dorothy. Man tonight, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Telling the good news. Praise God. Amen. And telling, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To know, praise God, even strangers that we don't even know, praise God. Amen. Can tell. Amen. Whether we're living right or what. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The soul said that he'll show up, amen, in our attitude. He'll show up in our gratitude. Amen. Jesus is the light. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just letting us know, amen, wherever you go, amen, glory to God, somebody's going to recognize, amen, that you are a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you're in Savannah, praise God, Pennsylvania, whatever, praise God. Amen. There's something about, amen, the children of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Missionary fam, we enjoyed you tonight, praise God, and we, amen, encourage you, amen, continue, praise God, to let your light so shine before men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue whatever you're doing, praise God. Somebody say amen. I'm not doing anything, amen, but you'll be surprised. Glory to God, amen. Who's watching you, praise God, amen? Because we come to make a difference, amen. Glory to God, and we thank God for you, amen, missionary fan. Praise God for the prayer, amen, the song, my Lord. I love that song, amen. Glory to God. Thank God for you, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, amen. We're getting ready to go higher and higher tonight, amen. Glory to God. So we're going to ask, amen, our host, amen, amen, the visionary, glory to God, amen, a woman of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, anointed and appointed, amen, by God, amen, glory to God, as I say, amen, hallelujah, woman of God that wear many hats, amen, glory to God, and we ask you tonight, praise God, amen, to pray for her as she come tonight, praise God, in our own way, amen, glory to God, amen, with the solo, praise God. Amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one. Amen, that's here. Amen, on this night. Amen, this night the Lord has made. Just grateful to the Lord. Amen, for all that he's doing. Amen, truly, he's doing a work in our lives. Amen, and glory to God, amen. He's causing that light, yes, sir, causing that light to shine bright, amen. He's just making us, equipping us, and molding us, glory be to God, and amen. Even coming to this point, people of God, realizing, glory be to God, that it's not of our own, amen. It's not of our own sufficiency that we are who we are, amen. But when I think back over my life, glory to God, when I think about where I could have been, glory to God, amen, glory be to God, where, amen, it was the fire of the enemy, glory be to God, to just take my life, amen, and just totally make a mess out of it, glory be to God, and I just believe somebody can attest to that on tonight, amen. We saw the path, glory to God, that the enemy had set for us, amen, but I just thank God on tonight for the blood, amen, for the blood, the saving grace of Jesus Christ, amen, the saving grace of Jesus Christ, amen. He didn't have to do it, people of God, glory to God, but he looked upon us and he told us to live. He came, glory be to God, that we might have life on tonight, amen. But when I look, people of God, as I look, amen, I still, even now, amen, realize I can do nothing without the Lord. We can do nothing without him. Glory be to God. And I'm just so grateful for his great love. I'm grateful for his keeping power. Glory be to God. Grateful, hallelujah, for his great salvation unto each of us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want you to, amen, just sing with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As we, amen, go before the Lord on tonight. Amen. Without him, glory to God. Amen. I could do nothing. Glory be to God. Without God, I could do nothing. And without God, and without God, I would be drifted, oh Lord, like a sheep. Glory to God. Without a sail, and without God, hallelujah, I could do nothing. Glory to God. And without God, I surely fail. And without God, whoa, my life will be drifted, oh Lord, like a sheep without a sail, without a doubt, hallelujah, he is my Savior, yes, my strength, along I swim in deep waters. Jesus is, he's my anchor. Oh, Lord, for I'd be like a sheep without a sail. Oh, but with God, oh, my life is anchored. Oh, with God, there's no height I cannot attain. Oh, for with God, my life is full of meaning. Oh, yeah, 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 like a sheep with the Holy Ghost fell. Oh, without God, come on and sing it with me. I could do nothing. Oh, without God, will and without God, hallelujah, oh my life would be drifted on like a ship without a sail. Lift your voice and say yes, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, God bless you, glory to God, we release the platform, evangelist, God, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, glory to God.
My, somebody ought to say yes tonight, glory to God, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Without him, we can do nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah. We'd be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. 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 Without him, glory to God, we wouldn't be nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Like a ship without a sail. Amen. Just sinking. Just sinking. Glory to God. Down to the bottom of the ocean. Amen. Without him. Can you imagine? Glory to God. Glory to God. God. My. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, thank you tonight. Glory to God tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. To ask them, amen. Evangelist Janie Packer. Praise God. Amen. Janie Packer. Amen. To come. Praise God. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. Bless us on tonight. Amen. Amen. Just touch number six. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, I love that song. But anyway, I'm just going to try to do just a little bit, and I'm not or something, but I'm going to quit saying what I'm not. Amen. But I do what I do to God, get the glory. Amen. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belong to you, because you paid the price way back on Calvary, and that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Our Father, once again, we come with bow down, head and humbleness in our heart. Oh, God, we just want to tell you thank you, sir. You've been so good to us, Father. You take care of us while we travel down the dangerous highway, Father God. Oh, God, and you close us in our right mind. You give us activity of our limb, Father God. You give us a roof over our head, Father God. You give us food on our table, Father God. And for that, Father God, truly, we want to tell you thank you, sir. But most of all, Father God, we still want to thank you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that came, laid down his life, that he picked it back up, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Our Father, we ask you now to bless this line, Father God. Bless each and every one tonight, Father God, in a special way. One needs you for one thing, Father God, and one needs you for another. But most of all, Father God, we all need you tonight, Father God. We ask you right now, God, to let love run from heart to heart, God, and let there be peace, Father God. We are in need of peace in these days, Father God. And you told us just speak, Father God, to the storm, Father God. Just set peace. Be still. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shed and everywhere, Father God. We pray, oh, God, because you're still in the healing business, Father God. You still make house calls, Father God, at the midnight hour, Father God. And for that, Father God, truly, we want to tell you thank you, son. And Father God, you still a door opener, Father God. You still make ways where there seem to be no ways, Father God. And for that, Father God, we truly want to tell you thank you, son. You say you come that we may have life, Father God, and that we may have life more abundantly, Father God. And, Father God, you said, God, the thief come to steal, to kill, and destroy, God. But, oh, God, that you give us life tonight, God, and we thank you for it tonight, God. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as our soul shall prosper. So, Father God, now we're asking you for a fresh anointing, Father God. We ask you to breathe again on your people tonight, God. Heal the liver, set free tonight, Father God. Oh, God, build somebody where they go down tonight, Father God. Heal the broken heart because they're broken hearts, Father God. And mend wounded the spirits, Father God. For you and only you can do it, Father God. And, Father God, we're thanking you right now, Father God. We ask you to protect and shield our young children as they travel up and down the highways out of school, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to keep your arms around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put somebody in their path, Father God, that will lead them the right way. Oh, God, we're just asking you to have your way tonight on this line, Father God. Bless Evangelist Bradley. Bless Evangelist Bond, God. Bless the PNN, Father God. Bless the listeners tonight, Father God. And, Father God, give us a word. Let us decrease, Father God. You increase, Holy Ghost. Take control. Let me only say those things, Father God, that you want your people to hear, Father God, because these are your people so great. And, Father God, we're asking you to let it fall up on the ear tonight, Father God. Pick our hearts, Father God, that we'll be receptive tonight, oh God. And, God, we're going to thank you tonight. We're going to glorify you. We're going to magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Tonight I want to give God praise, amen, for our Lord and Savior for another day, amen, to each and every one of you all, Evangelist Bradley, Evangelist Barnes, amen, and all the other PNN advisors, and just to everybody. And my forerunner just went before me, and Missionary Vaughn, amen, I thank God for her, amen. She always is a blessing and encouragement to me, amen. And like Evangelist Barnes said, everything is not 100, but amen, we're going to stop saying that, amen, because we're going to learn tonight, and God has given me a little teaching tonight, and I hope, amen, that we learn something tonight. Amen. Amen. We pray. Amen. But we need something to know, amen, why we're still going through some things. Amen. And we hope tonight that we learn something. But we're going to give a lot of, just a few scriptures tonight. Amen. We're going to do a little bit on your words. Amen. How many know our words? Amen. So can talk us in a hole. Amen. Or you can talk us out of a hole. How many know our words? Amen. How many know what is your words? What is a word? Amen. I like to say it like this now. I say a word is a revelation from God or just a special revelation word. But I like to think that a word is this. A word is a group of vowels and consonants put together. How many know that sounds? They make different sounds. But when they come together, amen, they make up a what? A word. And how many know words are what? Adjective, pronoun, noun. And they're also verbs. How many of the verb is action? So, amen. So tonight we want to talk a little bit about our words. Amen. So I need you to get your piece of paper Amen. Because we're going to go down word talk tonight. But we're going to show you tonight how words can, we're going to read the scripture. But we're going to let you know how we can mess up things and how we can also say things. We can even say things styled against God. We're going to learn that tonight too. Amen. So we're going to go with our base scripture. Going to be from Matthew. Amen. Chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to begin at verse 34. Amen. And we're going to read just these and we're going to kind of let you, we're going to teach a little bit tonight about your words. Amen. We want you to know that sometimes our words have us in predicaments. Amen. Amen. And we just want to learn something about our words tonight. Amen. How many know that? But how many know our heart and our word go what? Together. Amen. He was talking to these old Pharisees and Sadducees, but he said in verse 34, he said, "Oh, generation of vipers, how can you being evil speak good? Huh? Good things, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." How many know your heart and your words go call and say together? Amen, because what you got in your heart, is sooner or later, it's going to come out of that mouth. And how many know, when you speak it out of that mouth, how many know you cannot, what? Take it back. It says, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart. Here we go, the heart and the mouth. Amen. Bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bringeth forth evil things. We're talking about the treasure of what? Of the heart. So, you know what? In Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 8, it tells us, think on good things. How many know we're still thinking, I was thinking? Amen. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 said, so is a man thinking. So is he. Amen. So, but it also tells us about the heart. The heart is one of the most deceitful things. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it's one of the most deceitful things because there's a lot of deceit in our heart. A lot of unforgiveness is in there, a lot of bitterness in there, a lot of hurt in our heart. How many know a lot of women are hurt today? Amen. They've been misused. They've been abused. They've been raped. They've been all kind of stuff. Amen. And they are still hurting. Amen. So we need to know tonight about what our words and what's in our heart that's coming out of what? Our mouth. Amen. It said, but I say unto you that every idle word that man should speak, they shall give an account of thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou condemned. Let me tell you something else. We can make it good, or we can make it bad. Amen. It all depends on what comes out of what? Our mouth. That's stored up in what? Our treasure, which is our what? Our heart. Now know that words is what? Is a group of consonants, what? And vowels. Mixed together that do what? Make sounds. They are verbs. They are adjectives. Huh? They are pronouns. They are prepositions. They are all different things. Amen? But they are put together. And sometimes put together wrong can cause wrong actions. How many know that's the truth? I want to go right now to, we always said in Psalms chapter 19, verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord. How many know we got to get some good things in our heart? We got to get some stuff out of our hearts. Amen. How many know we got to do that tonight? Amen. I said we are never exempt from nothing. Amen. How many know that you look at the scripture, I give it to you, we can get them later. Amen. But it says in David, I love David what he said. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you. Psalms 119 and verse 11. Amen. How many know whatever we put in the treasure, talking about the heart. Amen. It's going to come out the mouth. Amen. How many know in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. How many know? Whatever, we already have what's in us, and we got to tap into that. And how do we tap in it? By keeping word in our treasure. How about listening to that good thing? Spit the bad things out. Amen. Whatever pieces you can use that you can't use, spit it out. Amen. But use only the good stuff. Amen. I like to tell you that because, amen, we're talking about learning how to do what? How to speak. Amen. All right, we're going to move right along. Moving on. We're going to go to James. Amen. And I'm not going to be with you long. We're going to go to James. Amen. We're going to go to James chapter 1. Amen. How many know? James tell you a lot about your tongue. Amen. How many know? Listen to what he says. It says in verse 4, no, behold, verse 3. Behold, James chapter 3, beginning at verse 3, amen, we're going to read down to we're going to read just four verses out of this. It says, for in many things we are offended all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. How many know if we can keep our tongue? The main thing is what? Learning how to keep our tongue. There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. It says, study to be quiet. How many know we don't study to be quiet? I'm talking to me. Amen? How many know that we can keep, I've learned some time in an argument. If we could just learn some time how to what? Keep our mouth. Don't let nothing roll off that lip. Amen. Because whatever roll off that lip, that's what it's going to be. Amen. We're going to find out all that. Just running on with time. Don't want to stay before you too long. Amen. Amen. Behold, also the ship, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce wind, yet are they turned away with a very small hymn. Whithersoever the governor, now they can control a ship. They can control an animal. But look, you're going to find out you can't control that tongue. So we're going to take the Holy Spirit to teach us, amen, how to control what? Our tongue, amen? It says, even so the tongue is a little member, and a boast a great thing. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. How many know? Guess what? It's a lot of hellish things come out of that mouth. It's because where is that? In the treasures of where? Our heart. Our treasure is what? Our heart. And that's what are we banking in our heart? Is we studying on the Holy Ghost? Is studying on the Word? What are we putting in our heart? Amen. That we have something to draw out. Amen. Amen. How many know this is good? It said, for every kind of beast, a bird, and of a serpent, and of things in the sea, is tame, and has been tame of a mankind. But the tongue, no man can tame. It is a ruler even full of deadly poison. How many know? We blessed with it, and guess what we do? We turn around and curse somebody with it. You find that on down in there. Amen? So we want to move along, just trying to hope that we're getting a little bit out of this. Amen? All this teaching, amen, to know. Okay, it goes on there to tell you out of the same mouth, proceeded blessing and cursing. Verse 10. My brethren, these things are not to be. There's a fountain sent forth. Listen. Amen. The same place, sweet water and bitter water. Amen. So we can say sweet words out of our mouth, or guess what? Or we can say what? Bitter words out of our mouth. But where is it coming from? Out of our treasure. What is our treasure? The heart. Amen. And then so we go on, we're going back now to David also said. It said, may the word, listen to what he said. He said, that word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. How many know the word can be a light to you? Or it can be to your path, amen? It can direct your path, amen? The word of God. How many know the word of God is what? Jesus, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Amen? The word was made flesh, amen? So how many know the word? We got to have the word today, ladies and gentlemen. Amen? How many know it's going to take the word? Amen? The word. And look at it. In St. John chapter 6 and verse 63, it tells us our words, they are life, and guess what? This is God's word is life, and guess what? They are spirit. Guess what? So guess what? We can speak life, or guess what? We can speak death. Amen? So I'm giving you these scriptures. You write them down. Amen? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8. Amen? No, let's do Thessalonians 1 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5, I believe. Okay. For our gospel came not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we are among you for your sake. Listen, now they came to him with the power of the Holy Ghost, not just enticing. Well, how many know we got you know, people use enticing words. Amen. Some of them to make be seen, or some to make a name. But he said he didn't come with just only words. He came with power. Think about, as you introduced evangelist, you said full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I don't tell you what these were. Holy words. Amen. Something to edify one another. Amen. So moving on, talking about our words. Amen. So using what? The word. Amen. We're going to find out a little bit more. We're moving on. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse what? 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Listen to what it says. Ephesians 4 and verse what? 29. It said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let me tell you why. It said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let me tell you why. We're all going through something in this time. Amen. We've lost loved ones. Amen. Some people have lost jobs. Some people have lost homes. Some people have lost husbands. Some people have lost wives. Amen. The birth is all going through something. Amen. So if we got some good stuff in our trench, amen, then we can pull something out. Amen. We might have saved somebody. People trying to commit suicide in this day. But we encourage you. Seek the Lord. Do not do it. Amen. Seek the Lord. Amen. So we might have something good in order to pull out our treasures. Amen. That we'll have to give somebody. Amen. We got to put some good stuff what in our treasures in order to get some good stuff out. Amen. All right. We're moving on. Amen. As we going backwards now. Amen. Just turning back over time. Amen. We're going back now to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8. Listen to what it says. It said, the grass wither, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. How many know? In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, everything is going down before the word of God. Amen. So we get the word. Amen. If we give somebody the word, amen, how many know? That's the only thing that's going to help us in this hour is what? The word. Amen. So the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workmanship, need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Amen. So we need to get some truth in us, amen, in order to be able to give what? To give to somebody else. Amen. We're just talking about the word tonight. We're trying to learn about consonants and vowels to make up words and sounds. Amen. How many know? An action verb does something, amen. An adjective modifies something, amen. So, amen. So how many know we're just talking about words tonight and God's word, amen, how he did with his word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 and 5, Jesus let us know, God let us know how important his word was, amen. All he said was what? Let there be. And there was. He said, let there be light, amen. And there was light. Then he said, let the firmament be separated. Let it be separated from, let they be separated from night. Let there be. Let there be. Then let us know, how many know, our word. Amen. What we say, we are justified by or we are condemned by. Amen. And how many know, we stop words against God. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3, amen, and verse 13. Amen. Malachi chapter 3. And verse what? 13. Amen. Just get your paper and pencil. Amen. You can go back over these later. Amen. And I'm sure, amen, if I miss something, amen. Listen to what it said. We even talk style against God. It said, listen to what it said. Your words, a lot of time we don't get tells now sometimes because this is why. Amen. If you back it up, amen, just a little bit. Verse, and you told him, he said, in verse 3, he said, all nations shall call you blessed, but you shall be a delightful soul. He was talking about in the beginning there, talking about bringing the tithes, and I'm the Lord their God, and it was talking about how he changed not. He said, well, a man robbed God. But all that, he was talking about how to be blessed. Amen. But then he said, too, he said, your words, verse 13, have been stout against me, said the Lord. You said, what have we spoke so much against thee? And this is what he said. You have said it is vain to serve God. And what profit is that we have kept his audience and that we have bought monthly before the Lord of hosts. And let me ask you something. How many times we have said, God ain't living a nickel worth of nothing, and God just blessing me? Amen. How many of us have said something like that? Or how can God bless them? They ain't saved. Amen. God doing this. See, we can speak stop words, what, against God. Amen. So we need to watch how we speak things. Amen. How many know that that's the truth? We're talking about what? Our words. Amen. Moving right on down the line and our heart. Amen. Our heart and our words. Amen. So let's back on down. Let's talk to Jeremiah, chapter 29. No, Jeremiah, I'm sorry, chapter 17. I'm so sorry. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9 and 10. This is what it says. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, and definitely who can know it? I, the Lord, such is the heart, I try to run, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. How many know? He gives you according to your ways and according to your doing. How many know? A lot of our attitude. Amen. How many know we need an attitude check? And we get our attitudes right and say the right thing sometime. Amen. We get our breakthroughs, amen. How many know? I'm talking to me. Amen. Our heart. What do we have in our treasure tonight? What can we get about our treasure tonight? They say out of the heart, the mouth speaking. Amen. So what are we saying tonight? Amen. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. I just hope we're saying something tonight. Just I'm showing it to you in your word. I don't want to say nothing. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. It says, listen. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Whatever we speak, it, how many know? It's coming back again. Whatever we say, amen, it's coming back. Amen. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. So how many know we got to fill our treasure? Because whatever comes out is in the heart. It's going to come out the mouth. Amen. How many know that's the truth? Amen. Thanking and praising God for his word. Amen. Talking about the word of God. Just trying to get us to see a lot of our problems where in our speaking. Amen. We need to speak better. Amen. How many know we need to talk better? Amen. We get the word in our treasure. Amen. And then we can have something to pull out of our treasure. Amen. Just speaking about our words. Amen. We want to go to one more chapter in the Bible. And it's going to be Judges chapter 11. Judges chapter 11. Now here we're talking about Jephthah. Jephthah is an illegitimate child. Amen. And his brother, his daddy, take his, in other words, he's an outside child, and his daddy gets him and takes him home to be with his other son. But when he gets in there, he's growing up, so his other son kicks him out. Amen. And how many know? God got a way of doing what he did, and God got a way of bringing you to the forefront. God got a way of using you. Amen. And so it came up against war in the town. And his brothers got scared, so they said, we know who we get the leader. We're going to get Jacob. Amen. So they did not know that he was a man that prayed and seek after God. But this is where he messed up at. Amen. So sometimes we can speak stuff and wish we could have took it back. How many know we could not take it back? This is what he said. Listen to what he said. Let's begin at verse 30. Amen. Judges chapter 11, beginning at verse 30. And Jacob vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, here it goes, what's in the runner's mouth. If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of the Ammon unto my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Now look at him. And Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them. And the Lord delivered them into his hand. And he smote them from Ariel even unto even till thou came to Menes, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyard with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Japheth came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter, came out to meet him with tamarind and with dancing. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou hast one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my up." What he said he did, y'all? Listen at what he said. He said, "I did what? I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." How many know? We open our mouth too soon. And we get our children sometimes in trouble. Here, you find it out right here, and we read it right here. Talking about our mouth, how we can get stuff out, amen, and we can say stuff, amen, our words, amen, in our treasure. He meant good. He meant well. He thought another approach or something would be the first thing to come. Amen, to talk about the victory, another king or something. But, oh, my goodness, he talked about his only child. Amen. How many know our words? Amen. We are justified by them, or we are condemned by our words. Amen. And we talked about the meditation of our heart and the words of our mouth. Amen. Let us leave here tonight. Amen. Knowing, amen, that we're going to redirect our talk. Amen. We're going to redirect our words. Amen. We're going to say as well. Amen. He said, "Let the weak say I'm strong." Amen. If we ain't got a dime in our pocket, we're going to say, "Oh, we rich." How we rich? Because he became poor for us, that we may be rich. Amen. So look tonight and watch how we talk tonight. Amen. We just want to let you know a little bit about words. Just talk a little bit about the word. Amen. Get out something in our treasure. Amen. I encourage you to read a chapter a day. If you don't read but one chapter a day, read a chapter a day. Learn your scripture. Amen. If you don't learn but one scripture, learn that scripture. So when you meet somebody, you have something to say. Amen. To know. Amen. Tell them about the Lord. Amen. What you going to tell them? Tell them. Huh? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Huh? He came in the flesh. He died for your sins and the sins of the world. Amen. You can tell them how much he loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but shall have everlasting life. Tell them how much you love him. Tell them how much you care. Amen. When don't nobody else love you, Jesus cares. He cares about our situation today. How many know he knows what we're going through? Amen. We just keep telling him, "God, God, I love you, Lord. Amen. And God, you know all about me." Because how many know he said he know the hairs of your head? Amen. He know your number of hairs. That's something none of us know but God, the hairs of your head. So what leave us today? And Lord, watch how we talk. Watch how we think. Amen. He know our thoughts before all. Amen. Even before we speak, why? Because he made them. Amen. How many know that's the truth? And that's going to be in Psalm 97. Lord, Psalm 94. I am just so sorry. That's the one that I didn't write that down. But it's in Psalm 94. Amen. Just want to clarify everything we say. Amen. So you look back over it. Later. Amen. So just want you to know tonight, we want to talk about our words tonight. The things that we've been speaking. Amen. Amen. How many know? It says, verse 7, "Yet they said, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the Lord of the God of Jacob regard it. Understand ye British among the people, and ye through whom will you be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastens the heathen, shall he not be corrected? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knows the thought." Verse 11. Psalms 94. Now I'm at verse 11. Amen. You begin at verse 7. Amen. "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Amen. He know your thoughts. He know everything. Why? Because he made them. Amen. He made all of us. One lead him with you tonight. Amen. Just a short teaching on you tonight about your word. Amen. And he wants us to stay in the word. Amen. The word is beginning in Psalms 119. Amen. He talks so much about the word. Amen. It tells us all about God's word. Amen. Talking about the word tonight, God's word, our word tonight. Amen. We speak life, we speak death, we speak blessing, we speak curse. Amen. So I'm going to encourage you. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. You want to go to down verse 11. Amen. Verse 7, I know it tells you how about the end. I think it's verse 11. But it tells you, say, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed everything I put my hand to do. I am the head, not the tail. I am the limit and not the bar. I am above only and not the meat. Amen. Let's start talking that way. Amen. And let's watch what we said. Watch how we put in our treasure. Amen. Because out of our heart, what comes what? The issue of life. Amen. I hope I've said something, amen, to help us along the way, amen. But I guess what God gave me to give you a teaching on the word, talking about our word, amen, a group of vowels and consonants that put together, make sound, a word. They have different meanings, amen. They can be an action. They can be all kind of words. Believe him tonight with the assurance that we're going to talk better. We're going to think better, and we're going to put in our treasure good stuff so we'll have good stuff to get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you so much for listening. Back into the hands of the moderator. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Evangelist Janie Packer, praise God. Amen. Teaching us tonight. Glory to God, amen, about the word, about the heart, amen, to know, praise God, amen, I like it, praise God, amen, just eating it up tonight, praise God, amen, amen, what she said, praise God, a group of words, amen, amen, the sounds that come together, praise God, amen, glory to God, and to let us know, amen, we have to be careful what we say and how we say it, amen, I know when I was coming up, amen. They had the saying, amen. Sticks and stone, amen, may break my bone. But talking, amen, it don't bother me. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Glory to God. That is not so. Words does hurt. Amen. Glory to God. Words hurt. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter how you say it, soft, amen, loud, amen. Some can just get so rough with it, amen, and make it sound so gruesome, amen, glory to God, but words hurt, amen, because you go home and you think about it, and you're like, amen, it really did hurt my feelings, what you said, it really do hurt, amen, and some be like, amen, that's what I meant but to do, is to hurt, amen, some don't have no apologies, they don't know how to say, I'm sorry, amen, so she's teaching us, amen, glory to God, amen, how to say it, and remember, praise God, amen, it's a matter of the heart, amen, to know, praise God, what goes in, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, it deceives us, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, so we must be careful, amen, and she was saying, praise God, put some good in our hearts, amen, glory to God, put the good in it, amen, hallelujah, because if we got the good in the heart, amen, good things are going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good things are going to happen. And learn how to tame our tongue. Amen. It's a little member, but shown up. Amen. It can send some fire out. Amen. It can send some fire. You know how we, amen, want to click our fingers and twitch our head and put our hands up and tell people, talk to the hand. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we must be careful. Amen. Put the good in the heart. Amen. Because what goes in the heart, amen, is what comes out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Another saying goes, praise God. Amen. A drunk person, amen, will speak his sober thoughts. However they say that, amen, I may got it little twist up, amen, but you may catch the quietest person, amen, may not say a word. I've been around them, amen, just as quiet, amen, but once they get that little feel-good juice in them, amen, they'll talk up a thunder, amen, and you'll be looking like, I didn't know you had all that in you, but they speak their sober thoughts, amen, and when you see them again, they're saying, I don't remember that, amen, but they meant what they say. They couldn't say it while they were sober, so they needed some talk-up juice, amen, to help them speak their mind, amen. Glory to God, amen. Thank you, amen, Evangelist Janie, tonight, amen, and she's saying, seek the Lord, amen, get in the Word. Get in the Word, praise God. If it's nothing but one scripture, amen, we got the teaching on tonight, y'all. Amen. She let us know, amen, if it's nothing but one scripture, praise God. Study it. Read it. Stay in the Word. We used to sing a song, get in the Word and stay there. Be ready when Jesus comes. Get in the Word and stay there. Be ready when Jesus comes. Stay there. Stay there. Glory to God. Amen. She told us to get in the Word, glory to God, amen, and stay there, hallelujah, amen, ain't got to be no 2 and 3 hours, amen, but get in the Word, study the Word, amen, so we'll be able to show thyself approved, amen, glory to God, amen, to let us know when circumstances come up, praise God, or whatever, amen, we didn't know, praise God, we in the Word, glory, amen, 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 to let us know, praise God. Amen, the Word, amen, amen, it helps us speak better, amen, we won't be so quick to snap somebody's head off, and amen, amen, and feel like, praise God, amen, I got my point across, amen, but we have to, amen, have seasoned words, glory to God, amen, to speak, amen, from the heart, amen, glory to God, amen, and to remember, amen, a group of words, praise God, amen, vowels, amen, it, amen. It makes good sounds. Amen. Glory to God. And I just love saying, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. A good sound. Good sound. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Good sounds. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I could go on and on and on. Amen. But I like tonight. I am enjoying it tonight. Amen. And she was saying, amen, take the bad out. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And put the good in the heart. Put the good in the heart. Amen. Glory to God, amen, a word, amen, a word, amen. And she said it could be a revelation, amen, so many meanings, amen, but she gave the definition tonight, amen, took us to scriptures, hallelujah, amen, on tonight, amen. Evangelist Janie, amen, God bless you tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you, God bless you on tonight, hallelujah, amen, amen, glory to God. Amen. We just keep going higher and higher. Praise God. Amen. With our prayer warriors on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can keep going on. Amen. But we're going to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Another co-host. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If he would come tonight. Praise God. Amen. And encourage. Glory to God. Continue to encourage them tonight. Praise God. Amen. And also, amen, pray. Amen, tonight for our prayer warriors tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. People of God. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bond. Amen. We do honor God. Amen. The Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God. We bless God for all things tonight. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Thank God for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. Knowing that we have a God that sits high, look down low. His ears are open, amen, to hear our cry. Amen. We bless God tonight, because truly, amen, deliverance is in your mouth. Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. You got to speak life over yourself. Amen. Use your words, but use them wisely. Amen. A soft answer, turn away wrath. Amen. Many times you get a person riled up just by responding the wrong way. But if you want to turn away wrath, amen, give a soft answer. Amen. It's very important for us to think before we speak. Sometimes we just blat out anything. We don't even take time to think about what we're saying. amen, what's about to come out of our mouth. But, amen, we have to choose our words wisely. Most of all, David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. He said, hide thy word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. For the prayer words that came forth. Amen. Missionary Dr. Stan. Amen. How that she began to amen, come forth as well and amen, speak to us and let us know that we don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone. Amen. We don't want to be the cause, amen, of that soul not coming to Jesus. Amen. We want to say the right thing. We want to do the right thing. Amen. And most of all, we want to live a godly life. Amen. And all this, amen, we can't do this without God. Without God, amen, I can do nothing. Without God, you can do nothing. Amen. We'll be like a ship. Amen. Without a sail. Amen. Except the Lord build the house. They that labor, laboreth in vain. So, people, God, we want to encourage you tonight. Let God do it. Let God, amen, lead you and guide you. Amen. Let God put the words in your mouth. He said, open your mouth wide. Amen. He said that he will fill it. Amen. You acknowledge God in all your ways. He will direct your path. And one thing I found out about the Lord, he will not lead you wrong. God will not lead you astray. God will not cause you to do something, amen, outside of his will and his word. Amen. But if you acknowledge God, amen, you can be found, amen, in the will of God. Amen. Doing the sweet, amen, will of God. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We want to encourage you to continue to hold fast that which you have. Let no man take thy crown. Amen. We want to pray tonight. Amen. Amen. Over our prayer warriors. Amen. That God will, amen, bless and strengthen each one that has come forth tonight. Amen. It takes, amen, courage from the Lord. It takes, amen, God, amen, to stand up in us and to speak to us and to use us. Amen, as we declare, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So we want to pray tonight, amen, that God will continue to have his way, amen, in each one of our, amen, of your lives. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father God, we just give you praise. We thank you for one more time, another opportunity just to give your name glory. Oh, God, we just magnify you. We exalt you, oh God. Live in me, Jesus. Have your way. Oh, God, have your way in your vessels tonight. Oh, God, in your servants, God, those that yielded themselves to you, have your way in their lives, God. Walk and talk in them. Dwell in them richly tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you use them for your will and for your glory tonight. Oh, God, continue to elevate them, God. Oh, God, raise them up, God. Call them to sit in heavenly places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them before great men and great kings. Oh, God, cause them to sit at the White House, the president's table. Oh, God, just to declare your word. Let them be a witness, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we know that you're able. We know that you are God and all things are possible to him that believe. You said you set before thee this day an open door that no man can shut. Thou hast little strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, quicken your people tonight, God. Oh, God, quicken your servants, your woman's servants tonight. Oh, God, no, God, we pray right now, God, that you will do an outpouring of your spirit. Oh, God, let your spirit be poured out upon all flesh. You said your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Oh, God, do an outpouring tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, enlarge their territory. Enlarge their borders, God. Whatever they desire according to your will, we pray that you would give them the desires of their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, open up a door of utterance for them, God. Oh, God, make ways out of no way, God. Oh, God, you be their provider tonight. Lord, you be their strength tonight. Oh, God, you be their courage tonight. You said the righteous are bold as a lion. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, take their life and use it. Let their life be an example, oh, God. Oh, God, let their light shine. Somebody may be down in the valley. trying to get home tonight. Oh, God, let their light shine tonight. Oh, God, let it shine bright in a dark world, in a dark place, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said if you be lifted up from the earth, meaning if you be lifted up in us, you will draw all men unto you. Oh, God, be lifted up in us tonight. Oh, God, draw all men tonight. Oh, God, draw them unto repentance. Oh, God, draw them unto salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliver. Oh, God, deliver tonight. Don't let our labor be in vain. Don't let our prayer be in vain. Don't let our preaching be in vain. Don't let our singing be in vain. But, Lord, if we lift you up, you say you will draw all men. Oh, God, we're lifting you up tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift you up tonight, God. Oh, God, we exalt your name. We refuse to let your name go down. Oh, God, we're determined not to allow your name to go down. We're going to do all what we can to hold up your name. Oh, God, we're not going to let your name go down. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in us, God. We are the earth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be glorified in us tonight. Oh, God, we know you, Abel, Lord. Oh, God, put a stirring down in them now, God. Oh, God, stir up the gift tonight. Oh, God, stir up the gift tonight that you have put within them. Oh, God, put a plant down in their spirit. Put a drive, a drive to go forward and not to look back. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we are persuaded that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou hast the word of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're going to stay right there. Oh, God, we shall not be moved. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bringeth forth fruit in season. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to have your way tonight. Oh, God, let your word have ministered to somebody tonight. Oh, God, let the heroes, oh, God, not only be heroes of the word, but let them be doers of the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you for great things. Oh, God, continue to move by your spirit. Oh, God, move in signs and wonders. Oh, God, miracles to follow. Oh, God, manifestation to come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep us in the center of thy will. Hold us in the hollow of thy hand. Oh, God, never let us be put to confusion. But, Lord, keep us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you for this night. We thank you for your willing vessels, God. Oh, God, continue to have your way in their life. Continue to bless them. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Oh, God, bless the fruit of their bodies. Bless their children. Bless their grandchildren. Oh, God, from generation to generation, you said the promise is unto you. Oh, God, until as far as the Lord thy God shall call. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe the report tonight. We praise you in advance and we thank you because we know that it's already done. Father God, we count these many blessings. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you, Mr. Emmanuel. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a night. Glory to God. Amen. Just, amen. Just awesome. Just, amen. Just got the glad glass tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As they say, didn't our hearts burn within tonight? Amen. Glory to God. We're missionary fan. Praise God. Amen. And hallelujah. Our prayer warrior, our singer, our teacher. Glory to God. Amen. Along with amen, evangelist. Amen. Jenny Packer tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Another singer. Amen. Teacher. Amen. Reacher. Tonight, praise God, amen, and to all of you that help make up, praise God, amen, this, amen, awesome service on tonight, amen, to Minister Emmanuel, amen, to all of you tonight, God bless you on tonight, amen, I'm just so happy in Jesus tonight, praise God, amen, I'm happy for the word, glory. glory to God, amen, to know that the word, amen, hallelujah, amen, that's our strength, amen, that's our keeper, praise God, amen, hallelujah. So we thank God tonight, amen, and want you to know, hallelujah, amen, if you were not able, amen, to remember all of the scriptures, praise God, or amen, what was being said, or either the song, amen, we want you to know, praise God, we have numbers for you, amen, can call, amen, in, praise God, and get a copy, amen, of the broadcast on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, because you don't want to miss, amen, hallelujah, amen, you can always go back, amen, if you like me, praise God, amen, I was trying to jot them down as quick as I could, but amen, I'm just going to get a copy tonight, amen, I'm just going to get a copy, amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready to give you the number. Amen. Which is 912-257-391. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Amen. 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And here's another number just in case, amen, can't get through that one. Amen. But the number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. And we know, praise God, amen, you can get through either one of these numbers, praise God. Amen. And let's get a copy of the service on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I need the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We can't go back and rehearse this night, amen. So we might as well get a copy of it, amen, and share it, praise God, amen, with others, amen, just in case, amen. Glory to God, amen, they miss being on tonight, amen. We can share with them on tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. I just want to shout out, God is good, amen, and all the time, God is good, amen. Glory to God, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. For you, you, and yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. To all of our listeners. Amen. All of our advisors. Glory to God. We praise the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just in case. Amen. Just in case. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If there is any sick, amen, among you, praise God, tonight, we want you to know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are here to pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And pray tonight. Amen. Because prayer is the key. Faith. Amen. It unlocks the door tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want you to, praise God, to leave here the same way you came. Amen. But since the word it went forth, amen, prayer has already went forth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's no way you can lose out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is a blessing with right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now. You may not be able to see all that the Lord is doing. Glory to God. Amen. But the Lord is blessing you. You and you right now. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And just looking over the scriptures. Praise God. Amen. And reading about Caleb. Praise God. And Moses. Amen. Read it. Amen. Why the scripture was saying, amen, tonight that you are, amen, we are well able, amen, glory to God, to conquer the land, amen. So we come to let you know tonight, whatever it looks like, amen, you are able, you're well able, amen, to possess the land, amen. Glory to God, well able to possess the land. It doesn't matter how big, how small, amen, tell yourself to encourage yourself, amen, you are well able. Amen, to possess the land. Amen, glory to God. Why? Amen, because we got the word on the inside tonight. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Again, to Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Thank you tonight. Amen. It's always an honor. Praising God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To be up on PNN. Praise God. Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say amen. My homestead. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. My kind of place. Amen. I would rather be. Glory to God. Amen. Where the happening is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Where they're making a joy for noise unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody's calling, talking about the name of Jesus. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you and yes, you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to praise God. Amen. Get ready to open the line. Amen. And let us just give God some praise. Amen. Glory to God. And then we're going to come back praising God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To give you praise, God. Amen. On tomorrow night. Glory to God. Same time. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Let's just give God some
praise. All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God has been good to us. Hallelujah. Amen. He has been mighty, mighty, mighty good. Amen to us tonight. Amen. So therefore, praise God. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you on tonight. Come back, amen, on tomorrow night at 9 a.m. Amen. Same place, same time, same station. Prayer News Network. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Thank you. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.